inspiring interviews with today's top landlords. This is the Rental Income Podcast. And now, Dan Lane.
The coronavirus has caused a lot of fear, uncertainty, and volatility in the world over the last couple of weeks. Last week, the stock market was down 12%. This week, the Fed responded with an emergency rate cut. So I thought this might be a good opportunity to do a bonus episode to kind of look into what's going on in the mortgage market, see where rates are at today, and see if there might be an opportunity to profit from all this. Not to make light of the coronavirus, I know people are getting sick from this. I know that people have died from this, but I don't think that this is going to be the end of mankind. I think we're going to live through this, and at some point, things will get back to normal. But in the short term, there's kind of a market disruption right now, and I think there may be a good opportunity to profit from this. So on the show today, we're going to talk to Chailey Ridge. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I'm sure you know Chailey. She's been with us a bunch of times in the past. She's an expert on mortgages, and she's going to fill us in on what's going on. Before we talk to Chailey, I just want to point out that Chailey is a sponsor of the podcast, but she's not sponsoring this episode. She's not paying to be here today. I don't ever do any sponsored content. Chailey is just here to share her information because I thought she would be a great guest today. So with that being said, Chailey, what is going on in the world right now with the coronavirus?
Well, we're seeing kind of the best way to describe it, I would say, Dan, is that we're seeing what's called flight to quality, which means that it's often fear-based. Instead of the secondary markets, stock markets, et cetera, the money going into higher return, maybe higher risk, they're pulling back and they're putting money into the lower return, lower risk. And that's having, I think, one of the bigger impacts on how the 30-year fixed mortgages are responding. As everybody has probably been seeing and reading the headlines, the 30-year fixed mortgages have been improving over the last weeks, even months. I would say that the last few days, my conversations have been specifically related to the coronavirus and everybody kind of pointing at that as the reason for all of this. When in fact, I think it's important to share with everybody that really this is sort of a straw that broke that camel's back, a catalyst, if you will. We have been seeing for months a variety of things that have pointed to a reduction in interest rates, slowdown in manufacturing, shipping, thoughts of recession have been looming. Obviously, the large amount of debt, all of those things are triggers to push rates lower. I think that the coronavirus, however, has certainly been a big final blow.
Sure. Now, with the emergency rate cut that they did a couple of days ago, how does that affect mortgage rates?
Yeah, that's a good question. I get this one quite often. And I think that there is a common misconception about interest rates, like the mortgage, the 30-year fixed mortgage, for example, as it might relate to the Fed's and the Fed fund rate. First of all, let me just define. The Fed fund rate is the daily trading rate between banks. And conversely to most people's or the popular opinion, when the Fed cuts, they think that that's just kind of an equivalent to what happens to a 30-year fixed mortgage, when in fact, very often, it does the opposite. In any case, it does not affect directly the 30-year fixed mortgages.
Okay. But all of the fears of the coronavirus has brought rates down that were already low. So
yes,
like we've seen a big improvement over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, substantial. I haven't seen this kind of improvement this quickly. It's been years. I would say a solid, we're in 2020. My memory's not as good as it used to be, but it's been 5+ years since I've seen this kind of improvement in this kind of trajectory this quickly.
I feel like when we're looking back on this in 5 years, we're going to be thinking, God, that coronavirus scare was a great opportunity. Rates were so low back then.
I would agree. And a lot of this is going to be my personal opinion, although I feel like I try to keep myself as well informed as possible. I don't think we've necessarily seen the bottom. Now, with that said, a lot of people are going to stand on the fence or sit on the fence and deciding whether to pull the trigger, refinance into a lower rate, et cetera. I strongly encourage against that. When we get into places like this, you'll notice that there is some substantial volatility. Markets, secondary markets, are always relatively volatile, but especially when we're in places like this, when on a dime they'll turn, they can turn the other way and they go up faster than they go down. So I would caution everybody, if you're going to take advantage, man, do it. Pull the trigger. You know, that's my advice.
Yeah. So where are we? Like, what are the rates looking like right now?
Yeah. So it would be important in quoting a rate to quantify the loan characteristics. So most of my calls these days are for refinances, right? They want to maybe lower the interest rate that they have on their current mortgage. Let's focus on a rate and term refinance, which just simply means we're replacing one loan for a new loan. There's no cash back to the individual. The variables that I will use to quote a rate will be a single family residence, $100,000 loan size, 75% loan to value, and a 760 or greater credit score. I pulled these rates this morning, and I think people listening to this are going to minds blown. 4% on a 30-year fixed would be the rate lock today on those variables.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah. Incredible.
And so if somebody bought a loan, bought a property, say a year ago, like approximately what was the rate a year ago?
Yeah, good question. I pulled this up too. I knew you were going to ask me that, Dan. similar characteristics. Now, granted, it's not a rate and term refinance. It's now a purchase. And looking at a variable of 80% loan to value, single family residence, 100,000 loan size, the rates pulling from last year this time were around 5.75.
Okay, wow. So that's like a 1.75 decrease from a year ago.
Right.
So like if somebody were to refi, what kind of a difference would that make in their payment?
So again, the variables that we're talking about on $100,000, the difference in principal and interest payments, say for example, from 4% to 5.75 would yield about a little over $100 a month, $510 a month. Savings.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty substantial. I mean, when you think if somebody bought a property a year ago that was making $200 a month after all the expenses, they could refi and now they're making $300 a month. That's pretty incredible.
Absolutely.
And now if somebody is looking to buy a property today, those rates are a little bit higher than the refi rates, right? Or generally?
Yeah, because the leverage is going to change a little bit. So instead of 75% on a rate and term, we're now looking at generally a single family residence at 80%. So they're leveraging or they're borrowing a little bit more. So the variables are very important as we're speaking of. But in that example, again, I think it's important to repeat this for the listeners. Using the characteristics of a purchase, 20% down, 760 or better credit score, $100,000 loan size, you're probably at about 4.3.
Okay. I mean that's still really good. I mean, that's still a great rate. So if anybody is thinking about buying a property or refining, definitely reach out to Shaylee because there's a lot of variables with these rates. So you want to get a rate with your credit score, with the type of property you're buying. So it's not like a one size fits all, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly well put.
Okay. So when does it make sense to refi? Like, is there a certain percentage drop? Like if somebody maybe has a loan at 4.75, like does that still make sense to refi? Is there a certain percentage drop you want to see in your rate?
Sure. You know, there's some general rule of thumbs, but let me preface by saying, you know, depending on the goal here, right? Whatever the final output is supposed to be, differences between pulling cash out, that needs to be, if that's the case, that needs to be considered in as a variable. But general rule of thumb would be, my opinion, if we are able to recapture those closing costs of this loan, which are rolled into the loan, right? They're not coming from pocket, to be clear. But taking that number and dividing it by the monthly savings that the interest rate reduction is going to yield, you like to see that in a 36-month window of recapture, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Again, if there's cash out that you're going to be grabbing at 20 grand, 50 grand, whatever, and you're going to buy a new property that's going to cash flow X, if the recapture is 48 months, 50 months, 60 months, it probably still makes sense as well.
So, Chaley, if anybody wants to talk to you about refining or buying a property and locking in these low rates, what's the best way for someone to reach you?
Lots of ways to reach us, guys. You can try our toll-free number, 855-747-4343. 855-74-RIDGE is the easy way to remember. Our website is Ridge Lending Group, www.ridgelendinggroup.com. Or you can email us at info@ridgelendinggroup.com. Either of those means will get to us and get us underway and help you figure out what direction and roadmap you're going to be.
Sounds good. Well, Chaley, thanks for coming on the show. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with a regular episode on Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.